give us this day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Monday of the first Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 40.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
St. Luke is the only one of the Gospel writers to mention Saints Simeon and Anna, and I'm glad that he does. To me, they are patterns for our lives. In both brief stories, Simeon and Anna live out the same pattern, which is a model for our lives. It happens like this. 1. You wait for God. 2. You come to his holy temple. 3. You see Jesus Christ. 4. You praise and thank God. 5. You receive his blessing. And 6. And finally, you depart in peace. Look back at the lives of both Simeon and Anna, and you'll see this same pattern. I imagine what it must have been like to be Simeon, to live a just and devout life and wait for the consolation of Israel. Probably he had been waiting a long time, and yet he continued devoutly waiting for the Lord. Suddenly the Lord enters into his temple, and Simeon is invited. When the Spirit prompted him, Simeon came into the temple. What does Simeon do when he enters into the temple? He finds Jesus Christ and takes him in his arms and blesses God. What does he say? What could you possibly say that would bless the All-Blessed One? You praise him for what he has done for you. Praise be to you, O Lord, because you have let me depart this life in peace. Praise be to you, because I have now seen your salvation in my life. Praise be to you, because you have revealed your light and glory to all people now. Having seen Jesus Christ, Simeon can now die in peace. Anna's life is very similar. She, too, was just and devout, serving God with fastings and prayers night and day. She reminds me not only of Simeon, but also of Cornelius, who was a devout man who was fasting and praying when Peter came to him with the good news of Jesus Christ, who was the light who brought revelation to the Gentiles. Having waited for the Lord and waited upon the Lord, she, too, came in that instant to the temple and found Jesus Christ. Having found him, she gives thanks. After receiving Jesus Christ, partaking of him, and giving thanks, she goes and distributes him to all who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. It's as if Anna is at the feeding of the 5,000, and she knows what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. This is the pattern of our lives. I hope that each one of you is waiting for the Lord, eagerly waiting for his next visit to you. But don't just wait. Go, run to God's holy temple, his church, which is his people, where he loves to come visit his people and bless them. When you come to the Lord in his holy temple, look for Jesus Christ. Don't get distracted by the nice building or nice clothes or the latest fashions or your social clique. Look for Jesus Christ. Where is he in your church and where is he in your life today? You must go and look for him. If you look for him today, you will see him even if only a little more than yesterday. And when you see him, I hope that you remember to respond to his presence with you. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for what he has done in your life. He has shown you his salvation because he has shown you himself. Give thanks to him for coming to you to bless you today. These are not optional responses for the super pious among us. They are the true and faithful responses that should spontaneously gush out of us if we have truly seen the Lord. After you have sought the Lord, and after you have seen him, and after you have responded with praise and thanksgiving, then the Lord will bless you. His blessing may take many different forms, but if he has been present with you, and you have faithfully acknowledged him, he will bless you. Don't expect it to be with money or possessions, though sometimes he will bless you that way. His greatest blessing is simply his presence with you. The presence of God cannot help but bless those who come to him and see him with faith. One of the greatest blessings of all is the blessing of the peace of God. This is what Holy Simeon found. God had promised him that he would not die before he saw the Lord's Christ. Having seen him, Simeon could then say, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." Holy Anna found the same blessing. This woman who was of great age also found the peace that passes all understanding when she sought him in his holy temple. But Anna, who was at least 84 years old, did not simply go home and die in peace. This woman didn't consider herself too old to go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. What do we find that this old woman did when she found and received Jesus? She went out and spoke of him to all who looked for him. This woman who had received the Prince of Peace went out and passed the peace to others. And having done this, she could die in peace, only to live in peace eternally. Where are you today? Wherever you are, whoever you are, come to Jesus Christ. Go and look for him, wherever he may be found. Look especially in his holy temple, the church. Do not give up, do not rest until you have found him today. And when you find him and he comes to you, remember to praise him and thank him. Ask him for his blessing, which is especially his continued presence in your life. When you find him and he blesses you, then go in peace to show him to someone else today. Think about who else may be looking for Jesus Christ. Whether someone who has already seen him before and is actively seeking him, someone who has seen him and forgotten him, or someone who has never really seen him. Having done this, you too may depart in peace to the remainder of your day.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.